Welcome to Weenie Therapy Wednesdays.
Wednesday.
Good therapy session yesterday. We were basically going off the fact that my wife and I had done butt play, and whenever we bring it up in the therapist's office, she looks at us all weird, and she doesn't know if we're joking or not. So what I do is I go, we did ass play, and then my wife laughs, and then the therapist will look at me, and I'll go... And that usually gets her right there.
Does she take that like as an invite? Maybe you guys.
No, you
like,
can't do that. She's a very nice therapist. You have to treat doctor. I call her doctor. I don't even know if she's a doctor. I go, thanks, doc. Whenever I leave a doctor's office, I say, thanks, doc, because that makes them feel like, oh, they appreciate it.
Right.
And you call them doc, so you know that they're not that much better than you. And it's great. There's the Golden Family.
Everything's in threes. The final day of the
Anyways, you're
trilogy.
Interrupting nonstop today.
I kept
asking Garrett for input, and you kept giving input. Here's what I'm getting upset about.
Okay.
Fake rape threats. When everyone's calling everything a rape threat. If it's like, you're an unfunny twat, they're like, I received a rape threat. I got a rape threat.
What if it says you're an unfunny twat that should be fucked with a railroad spike?
That's still not a rape threat, because that's a generalization. If I go, oh, hey, Garrett, yep, pretend you're a girl, okay? Do a girl voice.
This won't be difficult.
Good.
Hey. Would you fuck a girl that walks up to you? Crystal, say hey like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But here's what, if I go, hey, I saw what you said online. I don't like that. I'm going to find you in an alley and fuck you.
That's actually how we met.
What?
See, that is a rape threat. There you could be like, that's a rape threat. Oh. But watch, say hey again.
Hey.
Hey.
Turn me on that then.
I'm not a fan of your show that you do at a bar. And as such, you should shut up, bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm feeling some emotions here.
But that's not a rape threat. Watch this again. Say hey again.
Hey.
Hey.
You're really getting into it.
Me and my friends, we like Nazi costumes, and we want to hold you down and fill you full of fucking cum until you say I'm full and go so much. And then also tell the police, but they'll never believe you that we raped you.
Repeatedly.
Hey.
So that would be a rape threat.
I would have said, if you say, fill you with delicious Aryan cum, it's also a hate crime.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I don't. These bitches that are calling out these fake rape threats, they're destroying feminism. Feminism is about building up women and watching women succeed.
Right.
So you look at the case of a Chrissy Mayer, who's doing great, just got booked on Frantic.
Yes.
And
you booked that.
Yeah, I do book that. Yeah. And do you know why I booked that?
She's also cat sitting for me next weekend. What's the difference?
Yeah, she's booked. She's working actively while these other people are fucking tending on people in cafes.
You're sitting in private Facebook chat rooms.
Watch, pretend that you're
hey.
A comic that's
oh, no,
a waitress.
That's not the line.
Yeah, do it.
What am I doing?
You're a comic, but you're a waitress and you do comedy rarely.
Hey, I do
what's
comedy.
What's up? I read your post where you were attacking my friend online.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool if randomly, by an act of God, a tornado or a typhoon came in and a railroad spike was blown off a railroad and went into your pussy 5 to 18
times. 5 to 18 times?
Causing internal and external bleeding.
I don't know if I'm into that.
Not a rape threat. That's what I'm saying, an act of nature. And also, I think it's awesome that the president called Stormy Daniels horse face. I think that's fucking phenomenal.
After they threw out the friggin' libel charges, and she said, hey.
It was defamation, by the way. Yeah, libel is this. Watch.
Okay.
Say hey.
I'm liable to have 8 shots after this? No. Okay. Hey.
Hey. You libely stole my book. That's libel.
No, that's library. You stole my library.
Oh, okay, libel.
You're thinking of something else.
Oh, where was I going? Horseface is awesome. Defamation suit.
The funny part is
so funny.
Funny.
I'm not saying this as a libertarian who will clearly vote for Larry Sharp with
I'm
fake
doing
ID.
His next presser thing.
I'm not. This is not political, but it's just so good to be winning.
Yeah.
We are winning so much. And I don't mean it in a MAGA way. I just mean I'm watching these people fucking lose that are making shit up and street justice is coming around. It's like someone took a waitress and held her down and raped her repeatedly.
It's not like that at all. It sounds like you're just acclimating this, equating this with rape. It's not like that. It's just like we're winning. You can win without raping a waitress.
I didn't mean an excuse for last night. Is anyone what football game were we watching last night, Garrett?
There was no football last night.
Packers.
Packers game I was watching.
Monday night. Did you rape her for 24 hours?
No.
Hey, is the game still on? No, that was yesterday.
I was watching the baseball sports yesterday.
Who won? Who played?
The Bostons.
The Bostons did win.
Yes, the Bostons won, and I also watched the Milwaukees and the Californias.
No, the Dodgers, who won in the 13th.
They won in the 13th, so luckily I have an
alibi. You need to go to the...
Isn't it weird that alibi sounds so much like I'm a lie?
You need to go to the library and read some books.
So I'm excited about, I got to go to therapy. Luckily, I'm going to my real therapy. And let me tell you this, I'm not a
huge... You ever say that to your therapist when, like, your wife is bitching about stuff? Whatever, I'm going to my real therapist.
I go, look, enough with this fucking teamwork therapy. I'm going to my real therapy tomorrow.
Another fun thing to do is when you're at your doctor, say, that's not what my pharmacist said.
I'm going to real therapy. He moved me to 11:45, so hopefully, this is the guy that does all the comics.
And Dustin Chaffin, I'm told. Okay.
And so I'm hoping that there's a better comic there before me that I get to follow. And also, this guy's saying I should blame my dad for everything.
Your real doctor?
Well, he's not a real doctor. He's a Jew therapist.
You know, I know a guy's dad
is Jackie Mason's therapist, and now he does all the comics.
Does he do Sheba Mason? And Sheba Mason?
And Sheba Mason. So he's saying, like, and I go, yeah, I have a great relationship with my parents. And then he goes, your parents didn't stand by you when you were getting arrested and when you were a bad kid. And, they only stand by you now that you're successful.
That's what they do.
That's
not voodoo. He's not a witch doctor. That's what they do to make their job easier. It's like you sit there and you're well adjusted with your parents. Yeah. And he's like, let me plant, because it's like if someone.
Yeah, so then I.
It's like trying
my
to get
dad with a handgun this weekend. You did this to me.
You shouldn't have done.
You did this to me.
How did it feel?
I mean, it felt better after.
It's like greeting a comedian with a knock knock joke. He's like, if I can get this guy to bitch about his parents, then I can just. It's fucking therapy 101.
I mean, that's easy.
Yeah.
Just throwing it up. And I went to Market Greats and got an omelet. What a great fucking omelet. Golden's. You should go over there. Market Crates, it's right across the street, and there's a whole bunch of fucking coons smoking doobies out front.
You probably don't need to do that. I'm looking for the... This can't be it. There's no
the same people smoking doobies as yesterday. I walk by. There's three of them. There's a girl that's a lesbian. There's a black guy that looks approachable yet athletic. And then there's some other random person.
That might have just been for me. I love that.
And I walk over there, and there's a sign that says no smoking, but I smoke a stick there. I don't give a shit. This street is really on the up and up, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming around. I'm out of sticks. We need to get sticks.
Yeah, I need a stick. I got no sticks.
You don't think it's hilarious that it was after the case was thrown out for what defamation? It's like, no, you didn't defame her. He can say whatever he wants. He's like, that's right, you fucking horse face.
Yeah, I called her a horse face.
It's like something out of third grade, but here's the beauty of it. It's the most powerful man in the free world. Hey, you can say whatever you want. You hear that, you dumb cunt? Okay, let's go on. It's like a fucking cartoon.
I gotta go piss.
But no, we didn't.
Open the presents.
Oh, we got... Well, we already opened one. Ah, that's what they do. Welcome. The hair is just... I don't know why you didn't let me get it. Somebody commented, day three with the Goldens. It's like a book, Tuesdays with Maury, 3 days with the Goldens. It ends with an axe rape. Someone commented on the Twitter, don't know if you follow, whoever that crystal girl is laughing in the background, it's fantastic. We might need to can that. Not what you did in that cheap hotel last night, Danny. We know you can that. If you follow me on Twitter, I mean, if you follow my assistant on Twitter, you saw the picture. I walked
Gino.
In.
Standards and practices.
I didn't even get to the. Yeah, hey, buddy.
We just wanted to.
Are you eating an omelet from Market Crates right now?
Yeah, everyone got them.
Were you behind Aaron Berg in line? You weren't frightened by the, I believe as Aaron called it, the Dune Coon smoking outside?
Hey.
I know that was the last. What's up? What's up, S&P?
We just wanted to confirm that her name was Crystal Golden.
It is Crystal Golden. Is that correct? Crystal Golden? Yeah. She showered this morning. Should we run with this bit? Crystal
sure.
Golden shower?
Where can I buy the dream catchers that she sells?
What's that?
Where can I buy the dream catchers she sells? She...
I liked yours. I loved mine. I liked yours even better. We'll check with that after the show. So when I show up to work today, I have, one, a bottle of Jameson with which this much left, which this is like a cook. Oh, and sure. Danny, why don't you go out there? Why don't you be a doll? Go get some cups. While I do this bit, you would think day three. Now this was
all
given
right,
to.
All right, and we're locking the door so you and Crystal Golden can have some fun.
Crystal Golden shower with my love. So I'd like to thank Eva McShortlegs for sending in this Jameson.
Oh, Daniel's coming back in. Put your penis away.
Eva McShortlegs, one of the best fans in the world, sent us this. She sent, hey, say something right now. I just saw Standards and Practices with a mouthful of fucking Market Crate omelet. Sent us this. She also
sex on Crystal last night.
She also sent Aaron.
Why don't you ask him about that? He's a guest. Why don't you have him sit down at the table? Probably be a dream come true for him.
There you go.
You want to sit down?
Come sit here really quickly.
Have him sit down. Why don't we make him the rape of the day?
That's a great fucking idea. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the first time, long time, you didn't want to bring your, there you go, zoom in on him while I bring his lovely wife. Is this one with?
Yeah, take the one with the barbiturates over to his wife.
There you go, oh, they'll never find her body. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way from.
Crystal, you're going to get pretty sleepy.
What do we look at here, that one or that one?
Wherever the red light is. He didn't have this much
trouble.
Boy,
this guy seems like a media professional.
He's already doing better than Vecchione did. He didn't freeze up when I called his wife a stupid. All right, look. First of all, Daniel Golden, day three. Chen Don,
thank you.
Thanks so much. Best fans in the world. We were saying, were we sipping that? No, because I'm a man. All right, so.
I'm sipping it.
Oh, please, sip away, dude. You got to have big plans. So, day three, it's your final day. How have you found our fair city?
Fine. Everybody's nice.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Sorry, did you just say Daniel has AIDS? It's his final day?
No, I said it's his final.
I'm getting it today. that's on the agenda.
He didn't cross it off the list yet. Okay. We'll share a needle after this.
All right.
No, he's saying it's his final day in town.
Crystal's looking sleepier. Just keep talking a few more minutes.
I hate that our fans are funnier than us. So, did you go to a museum or anything?
No, Empire State Building.
Empire State Building. How was that? Did you kiss her on the top?
We didn't even go to the top.
Did you kiss her where it stinks? So I drove her to Jersey. Nothing. And you already went.
Gino.
He's got his leg pointed towards it. He wants so badly. Me, I do a Daniel Golden impersonation. Put it on me. But yeah, we
are. That was my
Gino,
Chrissy Mayer.
What did Delaware?
No.
A stinky pussy in Jersey.
Shouldn't you be eating a Market Crate omelet? Look. So that's great. When do you head back?
Tomorrow.
Adelmani, you're heading back tomorrow. And anything else? You didn't go to museum?
This is it. This is the highlight, man. Yeah.
Did we not also go to Sullivan's and have a drink and a beverage?
Monday. Yeah, keep bragging about it. We're very proud. Thank you.
You tweeted you were day drinking.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Yeah. You're welcome to return there while I go
Thank
over
you.
All this stuff. You look uneasy, you. And your wife is getting nervous.
I had one more question for him. Has he ever felt the joy of Eskimo kissing?
All right, just fucking go. Not everything has to be an attack on me.
Breaking news. Breaking news. This just in. Gino Bisconti identifies as a lesbian.
That's my morning with the cat. I can't have a morning with my kitty.
I will remember you.
Actually, I was playing some chick music in the background. Look, she pushes me away like every fucking woman. She's like, get the fuck out. She's like, that's enough. That's it. People wanted to know how Six was doing. She's good. So, thank you, Eva McShortlegs. Now, this was yesterday. It's up to here. What it should have looked like is this, which was also on the desk from our good friend Andrea, that said, for Daddy and all who can come after. your employer pal, Andrea. And we also got, should we do the one more gift and then we'll get to the news? This from our good friend.
A box.
No. It's called a reveal, not what Crystal Shower Golden is thinking.
A reveal.
It's called a reveal. And what we do is. Why won't you love me? All right. I hope there's not glass.
Sorry, were you tapping on the desk?
I was. All right, we have a gift. Oh, look, and it's gifted. It's gifted. This is from our good friend, Alley Cat. I have to send her. I didn't realize. Oh, Jesus Christ, why do chicks have to do this, Crystal? God, I just want it to fucking open up. You know what I'm talking about. It looks very heavy and weighted. This is why we should really do it before. All right, I don't know what it is. It's bubble wrap. You ever see The Simpsons when he gets them? Oh, my God. You know what it is?
A reveal.
We have the best fans in the world. One guess. What is it?
Drugs.
It would be.
Is it laughter?
It's. It's about to be. It's a railroad spike.
It's a railroad spike.
It's a railroad spike. Look at that. Oh, my God. It's a, dude, and it says railroad on it, in case you're not sure what kind of spike it is. It says railroad.
Gino, fix the microphone. No, close enough. Now, put the railroad spike in your keister.
Oh! What is she complaining about?
That's a railroad spike.
That is a railroad spike.
Now, we have 42 minutes left in the show, so we want you to go track the woman down and put it in her.
I don't have time for you. By the way,
when rape threats become real, new show on Fox. Rape threats become real, hosted by John Taffer.
By the way, it's from. It says from the Cat 0711. It says use. Hey Gino and Aaron, use this wisely. Smiley face. Aw. We got to put this somewhere in prominence.
Today on Rape Threats Become Real, a morning shock jock gets a railroad spike and tracks down a lesbian comic and gives her a little what's for.
Okay, first of all, this isn't a show. It's not a show. You're just saying terrible, horrific things.
We're here live in studio with Gina Biscotti.
No, it's me. I'm a
dude. A woman that just transitioned to an Italian man.
Nope, not it. Not it.
Gina, why don't you tell us what's been happening in your world aside from the transition and all the bathroom trouble?
No trouble in the bathroom. I just, once I pick
Show us what you got there.
I got a railroad spike.
Ooh, and what do you intend to do with that?
Well,
Raping!
Is that the song? It sounds like Come to the Honeycomb
I'm
Hideout.
I'm John Taffer. A lot of rapists don't really know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. What we do is we go in and we take rapists that are really poor rapists and turn them into raping machines.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like a show. That sounds terrible.
We know what the bottom line is, and to turn Gina into a full-time raper, we're going to have to dress him up a little, remodel him, and I've only got 48 hours to make him do a rape.
Teddy, come here. What sound effect is this? There's plenty more where this came from. We got shit. Have you met the Goldens, Teddy?
How you doing?
That noise is making me uncomfortable.
We've got Gino practicing rapes in the gym. Listen to this workout.
Okay. So now you say so much. Say so much. So much. Well, so much. Is someone fucking a Muppet? I mean,
so now we know what Gino needs to sound like. We're going all the way to Brooklyn, New York, where we're gonna find Gino's rape victim.
By the way, we'll get to you in a minute, Nick. Please hold. I need to hear more rape. This, you know, you can go to sleep to sounds of the jungle and like, you know, like ambient sounds. You could, if you just got out of prison, you could fall asleep to this, the sounds of rape. It'd be great. You know, I just toss and turn because it's so peaceful in my halfway house. But when I play this, the fit, out like a light. I'll never forget my cellmate slugged in. I'm done. All right, there's a stroke. Drink for being stupid. My cellmate smuggled in a ferret one day, and I remember the screeching rape sound. All right.
This is John Taffer. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors.
See, what you don't hear because he's not mic'd up is the joke bombed and fucking Golden just goes, good one, Gino. You cocky New York bitch. All right. I can't wait to take this railroad spike. Oh! I feel like we should. Hey, can we get you to next and I'll just follow the bouncy railroad spike?
The rape of the day.
Song's not getting any better. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. Wouldn't have it any other. Oh!
Hey, rapey!
Kill the pirate. All right. Am I supposed to... all right, fine. I'll just drink again. Look... Apparently, no, that's not the thing. You're playing the rape music. I see what you're doing. Okay, look, I get it. This is from the Hollywood. There's gonna come a time. Berg's gonna lose his mind back there. If he were here, he left, obviously. How long can you? How long can you survive? Play to escape. I'm sorry, Crystal. Escape. Michael Myers. Now you laugh. Fuck you, Golden. I don't need it, Danny. The shortest leg. He was on the set. His leg was pointed. Leave me alone up here. All right, I get it. This is from the Halloween movie Twitter page. How long can you survive? Play to escape. Michael Myers. Hashtag Halloween movie. And his mask comes up. In theaters Friday, and if you've seen the trailer for that, that's not the same sound. I don't even want to know what this is from. Like, let's play a game. Let's guess what he Googled to find that sound. I'm gonna say, fat man eating too much pie. That would be my guess. No?
Incorrect.
Well, okay, anyone else want to guess where you find that sound effect? Daniel?
Instagram.
What's that? Gino's Instagram. No, that's funnier than what I said. Fuck off. No. Anyone? Where did you? What was it, Garrett?
It was rape sounds.
Just over the top. You know what? I believe the. Yeah, have you ever heard of Occam's Razor? Which means if you see a horse prints, don't think assume zebras. All right. I was telling. I'm sure. I don't care. I give this bottle till 9:30 at best. Let me see if I get it. Okay, I get it. Let me. We're keeping Crystal. Just you know, just have her send us canned laughter. Okay, I'm guessing that was rape sounds, comma dog. Is that correct? No. You look like you're gonna say something, then you just leave me out here alone, you motherfucker. What?
We have a new segment that also, in conjunction with this John Taffer show.
Teddy, you haven't been here 3 days. I don't need this.
This is called
the
fake rape of the day.
Oh, it's called the what?
Fake rape of the day.
Oh, I love the fake rape of the day. Not as
history.
Much as I love you.
Tell me about the.
Don't touch me.
Yeah. I want to touch you. Don't. I'm. Why not?
Good boy.
Listen to how matter-of-factly he says this.
No, you are not allowed to touch me.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.
The goddamn ground and raper. Because I have rights.
So this man
He's
just said that
this.
He could rape me if he wanted to.
Look at your Supreme.
I don't want. I'm going to go get the officers because that is.
He's on oxygen,
no,
I just realized.
No, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
No one touched you.
Yes, they did.
I know he did, but we just got to back up away from this lady's store.
You can move away. You can move away.
Watch this, the guy, the shirtless guy with the tattoos. You remember
yeah,
high school, Daniel. The shirtless guy
I like how there's women
with the tattoos
defending
tries
him
to fuck
when
her now.
Said
watch,
he could
watch.
Rape me. And there's women defending. I thought we believed women. I thought we supported women. So that man just said he could rape me.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. You're watch. Supposed to believe women. Why aren't you believing me? Ma'am, why aren't you believing me? You're a woman. I'm
I guess
a woman.
I missed that
believe
part. I'm
women.
Sorry.
believe women.
This dumb bitch thinks this is going to be her springboard to whatever.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, now you realize it.
I should choke you with... How ironic would it be if he choked her to death with his oxygen cord? That is the definition of irony, right? Like, if he choked her to death with his breathing tube. What are you doing?
All right,
this is good. You're just encouraging
it. It seems like he got her after the camera stopped rolling.
It seems like Crystal just yelled. It seems like, as long as you're enjoying yourselves, that's all that matters.
I think it sounds like he got her.
He got her. He got her.
Let me hear that again. Just the audio.
Okay.
We have another commercial before we take you back to John Tapper.
I didn't even know we had any commercials.
This is the Dune Coon Rape of the Day.
Here we go.
All day, all rape.
No, we were very. We opened gifts at the beginning. We got a railroad spike. Did you see this, Teddy? It's a railroad spike. And you know what?
You're gonna need to read this story to lead us into it.
Oh wait, what story? Hey, wait, really quickly, can we take a call, Nick? You're in hot water with Gino, rape guy, and fucking rape sounds of the day. What's up, Nick?
Well, when I sent you that Jameson, I also sent you some Honger liquor.
So wait, Nick, that box came from an Eva McShortlegs.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, what is your name? Nick McLonglegs? I don't even know. What is it?
No, I'm banned from Twitter.
So Nick, okay.
Gave out her last
name on air. Yeah, no, Eva McShortlegs is her Twitter name. All right, I saw the Honger liquor. It's in the other room. I'll send one of my interns to get it. What is it exactly? It's made from what? Call now.
Okay.
In Brunch.
No.
What is
that
it?
That liquor could be... Continuing our theme of the day with it could probably be liquid Honger bestiality rape of the day.
What is it exactly, Nick?
It's called Three Dicks Liquor.
Okay, that sounds like a movie Crystal made in college. But go on.
Yeah, have Garrett look it up. But,
she yelled, "I didn't go to college." Our fans are better than us, and I hate them. Go on, Three Dick Liquor, Nick. Talk to me.
So it's made with, that one is particularly made with ox dick, deer dick, and dog dick.
Is it deer dick or deer's dicks?
Like a deer, yeah.
That bomb too. Fuck you, Danny. All right. So ox, dog, and deer dick.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What's the alcohol content of, like, I've tasted all three and they don't taste, never mind. I don't see how there's any alcohol involved in them. They ferment the dicks of those animals to make alcohol?
I guess they do.
All right. Well, I hate to tell you, the four of us are going to do a shot of it. I'm going to go in the other room and get it, or someone is. All right. Well, Nick, thanks for calling in. Tell your love. We're sending you an in hot water coffee mug. We'll send two since you two live together. Thank you so much. Oh, are you going, Dan? It's in. Go in the green room, just past the wardrobe hanger with six jackets. There's a box. Tell them where it's in the box. No, next door. Hey, I'm going to do the Goodfellas thing. Where all the swag is. By the swag. All right, you're good. Thank you, Nick. And give your lovely wife a smooch rest. We're going to send you. It's not going to be this. This is what we're doing, and I'm going to tell you. And Kat, you get one too. These are the big ones. We're going to send the regular size coffee mugs because they are going to be the equivalent of ceramic whiskey glasses. That's how we do. All right. Thanks for calling in, Nick. Give Eva a smooch. What do we got there, guy?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Love it. He just goes like, I don't know. What are you?
I want to watch.
The Dune Coon Rape of the Day, please.
Okay. Well, we can't do it without Blarett. Did we get a winner for brunch with Blarett and Don, by the way?
Yes, I won.
No. You're just talking. No.
No. I called in and I won.
All right. Let me.
I received rape threats.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's dance. I'll find it. It'll be fun.
Do the story.
Are we doing the Uber driver? There's no song.
Off the fucking rails.
I am a Dun Kun and I am raping.
I shouldn't have asked.
I'm a Dun Kun.
I
am raping, driving Uber and raping.
Okay.
Raping.
That's my fault. I have to have this on. Uber driver, this is beautiful. And this comes from our head writer, our head tweeter, the Johnson guy. This came, Uber driver groped a sleeping rider and then, okay, like you get raped on the ride, charge her $1,000 for the fare. In Uber, this is hilarious. It's like, an Uber driver kidnapped and groped the sleeping passenger in the back of his cab before kicking her to the curb on a highway in Connecticut. This guy, look at that smug look. And charging her more than $1,000 for a trip to Massachusetts she never took. And this is, according to, you ready for this? Federal agents, because it's called kidnapping, or in his fucking neck of the woods, Thursday night date. An unnamed woman ordered a ride from a Big Apple, from the Big Apple to White Plains around 11:30 on February 21st, was picked up by this man, Habir Parmar, young guy, 24, whole life ahead of him, of Howard Beach, Queens, according to the papers. But while she snoozed in the back, he pulled over and the victim woke up, quote, with his hand under her shirt, touching the top of her breasts. Parmar slunk back into the driver's seat and resumed the trip. Oh, what, you're not into this? All right, I'll keep driving. But the woman quickly realized she didn't, and by the way, realized with a Z because it's a fucking goddamn American paper, realized she didn't recognize her surroundings. So she pleaded with Parmar to take her home and later demanded to be taken to a police station. Hello, Lenny Dykstra. But Parmar instead kicked her out of his car on the side of I-95 in Connecticut. That's just me. All right, fine. Some 60 miles from her home, the poor woman hoofed it to a convenience store, called herself another cab, and didn't make it home until 3:30 a.m. When she got home, she realized she'd been charged $1,047 for a ride to Boston. He charged her. He raped her. And he left her on the road, and he's like, and by the way, you owe me $1,050 for the fucking tit feel. Hey, Parmar! You're in hot water with Gino, Aaron, and a cast of dozens. What's up? Try it on.
I'm driving. Hello?
Hey, Parmar, you're here. What's up, buddy?
Just driving that customer client in the back. They're sleeping.
Right.
Good time. They smell like alcohol. She's probably drinking. I want to get her home safe.
Safely. It's an adverb.
Yes.
You seem to find yourself in a bit of a pickle, Parmar.
This is true. There was an incident last night. Hang on one second.
Take your time.
She seemed like she's asleep. I'm going to just pull over and make sure everything okay.
That'd be great.
All right, hang on. I need to open the door. It's open.
Okay. somewhere I know Garrett went, I don't have car door sound. Yes. Keep going.
I'm going in the back now. Let me open the back door. It's open.
I don't even know what that was. What the fuck?
I just want to make sure that she's asleep.
I'm the asshole.
Hang on. One sec. Bad connection.
How I didn't see this coming shows how little I pay attention. Parmar! Parmar, are you there? Parmar! Are you there?
Hang on one sec.
What are you doing? He just shushed me. What was that? Parmar! If you're busy, we can call you back. Parmar? Are you there?
Just one second. The app for my driving is...
Does your app have a rape sound effect button?
What?
Nothing. It just seems like we can hear everything that goes on. Why are you shushing me? This is going to be terrible.
Good. The app is okay. You're back asleep. Everything is all right. Just relax. Just take it easy. It's okay. You're back asleep. I'm going to get you home safe. I am very good. You have 3.8 stars. I'm very good at Uber drive. You're going to be okay. Shh. Just go back to sleep. Hush, little baby, don't say
Parmar!
No one will believe you raped Victor.
victim. You did this to deserve it to yourself.
Nope.
Parmar is a good driver. Drive.
Why does the ga-ga-ga always get me? All right, Parmar, get to the phone!
Hello.
Parmar.
Yes.
All right. The reason we Skyped you in is because you're being accused of some terrible things that even include you're currently facing, according to this article, up to life in prison for kidnapping because some broad got in your car, passed out, you drove her up I-95 into Connecticut.
This would never occur.
Apparently it always occurs. It says you face up to life in prison for the kidnapping and you've overcharged customers for fake destinations 11 different times.
That I will admit to, but why would you say that I did sex on a lady who is asleep?
She said you did. She said she woke up or came to, like Crystal.
So she came as well. Yeah. We both came. So what's the problem?
I didn't mean came also. I mean she... I'm going to let them enjoy that. That was really good. All right. Are you on a petting zoo? I don't even...
Hello?
All right, can you stop raping... Jesus Christ. Like, how...
Do you have a cigarette?
No! Not the kind you Turkish freaks smoke. Okay. You've overcharged customers for false destinations 11 times, totaling $3,600. And you've also racked up tons of false cleaning fees. Why are you shushing me? I'm not in your cab. No one man or woman. Is that urine? What was that? All right. Okay. I'm just going to drink my whiskey. Is that enough whiskey? We're about to drink deer dick booze. Schultz, get in here! Hogan! Are you smoking a cigarette now? Did you literally leave us on hold so you could climax, finish, and smoke a cigarette? Parmar? All right, when you're done laughing and the veins bulging out in your bald fucking head. Yeah, Parmar.
Yeah, just getting the Marley Red into my blood.
Look, you're in a lot of trouble. How do you explain what you did? Oh.
Well, there's been, you know, what was the question about? My rating?
I said, yeah, you're raping. You're facing 11 charges of fraud.
Rating on Uber.
No,
my Uber rating.
No, your rating is very. You're a 5-star rapist. Is the problem? Why are you? Goldie's looking at me like he's looking at me going like this. I'm smoking a cigarette. I get it. I wish Bill Cosby were here. Look! I get it. What are you doing now? Are you trying to... do you need a new flint in your lighter? Are you okay? I get it. You're trying to let it... I don't even... Are you trying to... Are you trying to rape a woman while you try and light your cigarette, but the flint doesn't work? All right, I'm done with this story. Are you done?
Yes, are you all right?
Yeah, look, that lighter doesn't work.
Are you all right?
Throw the lighter out the window onto the highway. It doesn't work.
I listen to the jerky boys. They go, are you all right?
It doesn't work.
Are you all right, Ketacha?
I'm good. Schultz!
What was the question?
Are you done? I'm going to need you to run. You're going to do me a favor. You're going to run to the well. Go to where the jackets are and find a box like that, and there's Honger liquor in it.
There's what liquor?
Just go in the fucking green room.
Yes,
go in the closet and find Honger liquor.
It's happy legal Canadian weed day, Aaron.
Did he say happy to legal? That counts as a stroke, right?
You're
All right. So are you still there, Parmier?
Yes, I just, because this lady asked me to drive her from the city to the White Plains.
Okay, yeah,
she said what White Plains, but confusion, I just heard white, so I go to Connecticut.
This is going to be a shame. So you went to Connecticut. Why am I looking at you? Parmier, you're accused of dropping
She complained because I charged her over $1,000.
So you
kicked
her.
But it was peak rate.
Can I give you, and not my business, I've never been an Uber
driver. And also cause tolls, and also tit grab.
Can I give you a bit of advice? And again, I've never been an Uber driver, but let's be honest, it's got to be a year away.
She looked a little drowsy. I think she fell back asleep. Give me 1 second.
No, please don't do this. Okay. Are you peeing on her, Parmier? Are you peeing on her? I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is. Are you trying to set her on fire? That's a bad move. Here's what you shouldn't do. Are you covering her with gasoline and trying to set her on fire? Parmier? I don't even know. It's been fucking... You need a new lighter.
Just silence.
I get
for
it.
One moment, please. Observe
Why
Ramadan.
A lighter is a buck...
Silence. Observe Ramadan.
You shushed me 6 fucking times. Maybe you switch to filters. Maybe you cut back on the cigarettes. Is she waking up?
No, I think she's all right. Hang on, just quiet 1 second. Okay, the fire's starting.
What are you burning? Are you at a log cabin? You've been on the phone long enough. I don't get what you... All right, that's not rape. She's definitely enjoying that, right? Yeah. What's that? Taking requests now.
Okay, no more evidence. What was the question?
Did you just burn your... Did you burn your car with a dead friggin' rape victim in it? Parmier?
Possibly.
Please throw out that lighter. Please throw out that lighter. The lighter doesn't work. Parmier, the lighter doesn't work. You can see him. Parmier, are you there?
I'm going to think maybe I just need to blow on it.
Okay. No. Parmier, do you hear me?
Come on, third time's a charm.
This is the 33rd time. It doesn't work. How long have you... Parmier, one question. How long have you had that lighter? How long have you... How long have you had... Parmier.
Come on, baby.
I may have a problem. Not important. Parmier, how long have you had that lighter?
Couple of weeks.
How many cigarettes do you smoke a day?
Couple packs.
Okay, so 20 in a pack, say moderate estimate, fucking, 2 packs a day. That's 40 times over the course of, let's say, a month. That's 4 weeks. That's 428. That's 800. That's 920 times you've used it. Maybe it's out. It's not gonna light, Parmier.
It's gonna light, hang on.
Okay, why are you even trying to light fireworks with it? You three think you're so goddamn funny. You're having such a good time. I'm out here trying to land this ship with fucking dog dick whiskey from Japan.
Us?
What's that?
What do we have to do with it?
Fuck you, Garrett.
It's Parmesan over here.
Oh, look at that. There you go. Hey, is Aaron Berg in the green? All right.
Okay, hang on. What was the question?
I said, how long have you had the lighter? Oh, you told me nothing. I said, throw out the lighter. You're done. Parmir, how are you getting home? You just burnt your car to a crisp with a dead rape victim in it.
Give me 1 second. I want to see if I could get Uber. Let me find my phone.
Are you guys in on this?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm dreading it, but we got to do it. Schultz! No, no, Schultz!
Okay, he's going to be here in 30
five
seconds.
Five cups for drinking dog dick whiskey. Go
I got
five
an
cups,
Uber.
Please. What's that?
I got an Uber on the way. I hope I don't fall asleep in the back. Wink, wink.
Not, no, do you understand? Not every Uber. No, here we go. Not every
it's
Uber.
It's a pleasure to meet you. How are you doing?
Al Pacino is driving an Uber now. I got it.
It is a scorcher. I know. I got the air on now. Let me know if it gets too cold for you. Okay.
Thank you.
I started to text you. I didn't think you'd see my car, but I'm glad you found me.
No problem. My car was burning.
Where are you headed? It says here the airport. You still want to go to the airport?
Yes, the airport is good. Anywhere just away from here.
Oh, I can either use the GPS if you like.
Sure, GPS is okay.
You gonna give me directions? Yeah, I think that'd be better. Okay, just make sure you buckle your seatbelt.
Okay, I want to be safe.
And just give me directions and I'll get you right there as soon as possible.
Okay, just drive the fuck away from the burning car. Could you fucking hurry, please?
Okay. You know,
why are you fucking backing up, motherfucker? Drive straight away from the fucking burning automobile.
Why don't we use these cups more often?
Thank you. No more small talk, please. Just drive me away from the dead bodies.
These are perfect, by the way. Parmir?
This is your first time.
I'm sorry, this fucking driver won't shut the fuck up.
Get that Miss X.
Enjoy the ride. Let me know if the air is too cold for you. It's hot.
It's not too fucking cold. Just shut the fuck up and drive, man.
Parmir?
So you said you're going to the airport. Where are you heading?
Yes, what is going on, Gina?
We get it. You rape chicks. You burn cars to the ground.
This fucking driver won't shut the fuck up, bro.
No.
All the fucking day.
Actually, I'm going
through
these. You're
trying to be good. I get it. You have water and a charger. Shut the fuck up. I'm a fucking driver too, and I need to put up with this fucking guy. Never drive Uber and take Uber. Stupid. I think he's done.
Well, I've been driving
shut the
Uber
fuck
for about 2 years.
Yeah. Parmir.
All
right, look. We've got other people to get to. We get it. You got an Uber home. You've gotten away with rape twice now. You burn your victims. We've got dog, deer, ox dick whiskey, and a railroad spike.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to add before we let you go, Parmir?
Yes, I just wanted to say, I hope this guy doesn't fucking overcharge me.
You overcharge everyone.
Yeah, but I fucking drive for the company and this guy driving.
Is he raping you, Parmir? Parmir, is he raping you? All right, Muppets.
Gino.
Parmir, right here. What do you got?
Gino, could you call help?
I said, no.
This guy just raped me and he's lighting a cigarette.
Why did... did he ask you...
lighter.
Did he ask you for his lighter after he raped you?
He took my lighter.
It doesn't work. He doesn't realize it.
No, he's just standing here, odd.
Oddly.
He lit it. Oh, okay. It's not lit.
What is your address? I'm going to send you a lighter or a box of matches.
125.
Right.
DeRape Avenue.
DeRape de day?
DeRape de day.
All right, we're about to drink fucking ox dick whiskey.
Oh, shit, he's still here.
We get it.
Hang on.
I'm hanging up on the phone here.
Hang on, I think he's done. Gino, I think he's done because now he's fully erect.
No, that means he's just. No, that means he's really about to get into it. Means he's. You're. He's just getting started if he's fully erect.
On YouTube, where they fucking talk like this, and if Asian on the back of your neck, or on your scalp.
Okay.
Or up and down your spine.
Sure.
And I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm opening
today,
the dog dick whiskey.
I think I really am obsessed.
Oh,
he's rather an attentive lover.
ASMR can also be triggered by the sounds of gay sex.
Yes.
How exciting.
Does it say gay sex?
Show you the gay sex.
Okay.
Doesn't smell bad at all, actually.
No, he doesn't. He smells like cologne.
Not you.
Oh.
What do you mean he you said that like it was like a good thing. He smells like cologne. You said that like longingly. Oh, he smells like cologne. You should have yelled, oh my God, he smells like cologne.
It smells like cologne. It's very
now,
nice.
Again, it sounds like it's an endearing phrase. It
I
sounds
feel
like
maybe I deserve this and I should take it.
It's maybe you have some issues you haven't worked out yourself yet, buddy.
I just don't hope it doesn't light me on fire.
Excuse me one minute. Schultz! Come drink your dog dick whiskey.
Okay, I have to go. He's
entering
me.
It's all fucking hunger. I mean Asian.
He's entering me.
Take
it's going
take
in
this
now.
To Crystal and fucking Dan. Our good friend Eva McShortlegs and her husband named Nick.
Oh,
no, don't you leave. We're about to do a shot.
That is a lot of penis. Oh, God, that's a lot of penis.
Are we done? We're about to do a shot of dog dick whiskey.
Go ahead, do you.
Thank you, Eva McShortlegs. Bring him up. Hoo-ha.
So that it's charm.
Not bad at all.
No. No, that's not great, man. That's not great.
Could you imagine?
Okay, I think he ejaculated.
Oh.
All good.
Parmir, we're hanging up. Just hang up. We're done with you. We're done with you.
All
we
right.
Get it. For those of you who didn't read the story, the guy rapes women. He doesn't. He's fucking cheap when it comes to buying fucking
Thank
flammable
you.
Objects.
Come again.
Parmier, everyone. Well, somehow we
landed. Breaking news. Breaking news.
I love those.
Go
this on.
Just
hey!
In, Gino.
What's
a
up?
New game called Rape Threat Wheel is taking the world by storm.
Now, can I tell the story, the genuine story how this came about?
Yes. Here's what happened. A man took a woman in his Uber. They drove to Connecticut.
Please, I never want to talk.
He assaulted her sexually and then lit her on fire.
No.
After that, he lit the car on fire.
No.
Got to get this down. He was then picked up by a very friendly Uber driver with a 4.9 rating, who then made love to him.
He said it was 3.8 when he was on the phone for 3.5 hours.
The new guy was 4.9.
It's not bad at all. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, look.
Of course it's not. It's alcohol. You don't care.
Guilty. Look, apparently we've been going through a lot of, you know, there's been back and forth with, and let me say this one more time because our fans keep saying it. Mike Figgs and Chrissy Mayer are the two, they just get this show.
They're both fired.
They are fucking, when they're on.
Gandhi.
They are just.
Indira Gandhi.
Like me and Berg are sitting there the other day and we get a text from Chrissy. She's like, I want to come on and just defend the railroad spike. We're like, anything you want to do. And then she shares, we're like, all right, that's even better than we thought it could be. All right, so. So she was on defending all this rape bullshit and Berg went to access it. And I believe he just Googled. What was it? Rape charge? And it gave him a little thing called the rape charge. What was it? The rape charge simulator? The rape charge what?
Sorry, what did you call me back for?
No, not you. Not you.
I thought you said rape charge.
Yeah, I did. But I did not. No, you're not on the phone. All right, whatever. Thanks.
All right, but no. It's,
Oh, my God.
You
know
wheel.
What the real gift is? When I burp, I can tell which one is the ox, dog, and deer dick. All right, look. Yeah,
all right, it's the random rape threat generator.
There you go. Random rape threat generator. Now, you think you know what you're about to see, but you don't. You don't. Watch this. For example, you would go first, Teddy. Teddy, would you like to, like, let's say you needed a random rape.
Hey, Gino, how are you?
His weed guy?
No, man, it's new guy.
Oh, no.
Do I sound like someone else, man?
No! Where have you been?
I had to go.
You sound exactly like Weed Guy, but it's been so long, it's okay.
Different thing.
But doesn't say the... Don't you have a logo, a brand logo that says New Guy?
Yeah, I do.
So where have you been, buddy?
I had to take a couple weeks off. I was watching... I recorded the U.S. Open, and I wanted to catch up on that.
The U.S. Tennis?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were into tennis.
Me neither.
I certainly have a problem.
I just wanted a couple weeks off. So I was watching the U.S. Open that I DVR'd.
Okay, so you DVR tennis?
Yeah.
What's the point of this? What are you doing here?
Oh, I came in to do the new Rape Wheel game.
Oh, okay, so you want to do... All right, that's great. That's great. All right, so let's do it then.
Okay.
I don't know why I have the new guy here, but I'm sure we'll find out. It's called the review.
All right, so it's called the Random Rape Threat Generator.
Can I stress enough how much I love Cat? This is I'm not using
it's a railroad spy.
It's a railroad. It says railroad on it. I don't know what you paid, but this is the greatest gift ever. All right, go on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so this is what you would say, Teddy.
Hang on.
I'd fuck you if you weren't so unfuckable, you thieving attention whore. All right, that's what it's set on, but it spins. Can we get it to spin like the thing? Yeah. Oh, look at this! Anytime I want to watch this, hey, Kate Willett, you stupid bitch, I will fuck the crazy right out of you, Alex Engelbert, you LGBT amateur. See, did I say my ex's name?
Is,
so fucking with this. Danny, I'm fucking with
this. Oh, Serena. My question is like, is that a rape threat?
No! Well, wait, I will fuck
that
the...
That one kind of...
Actually,
says,
let's play a game. Let's play
bitch,
a game.
I
you're right.
I will fuck the crazy right out of you. That one, that's that one a rape to threat. Me sounds like a rape threat.
That's... Okay, so that's... We all agree rape threat? All right, hit it again. Hit it again. Let's see. Because not every rape threat is a rape threat. For example, would it be a rape threat if I said...
I'm going to rape you.
Yeah, okay.
That guy, you oversensitive female.
Yeah, okay.
That one's a rape
new guy.
Threat.
That's two.
That one's pretty solid.
Yeah, I'm going to need a pen.
That has the word rape in it. Oh, this one will be not. Oh, this one.
I'll enjoy raping you. All right. By the way, you cock-eating prude.
That's a rape threat.
That doesn't even make sense. But that's three. All right. So we got three.
Three in a row there. That's
all right. But they can't all be raped. Or watch this. You'll only feel my cock when I'm raped.
All right. Rape threats.
That's four. Right.
Stinking victim.
You stinking victim. Like she's not even good at being a victim. How about this one? I got a good feeling about this one. Did you see the one?
You should get a knife and shove it through your neck, you hateful.
Not rape.
Not rape.
That's not rape.
That would be, and that's not a death threat either, I don't think. I think that's just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's just an angry reaction to a bitch who can't cook, I'm guessing. All right, so four rape, one not rape.
Okay.
Here we go. We've got...
Come on, no rape.
I'm going to hurt you, you creepy she-male thing. Not rape.
No, but that's a threat.
It's a threat, but it's not a rape unless you say, hey, let's fuck. And when we do, I'm going to hurt you, you creepy she-male thing.
But
there's no preface. I'm going to say not rape. Not rape?
But I still
not
think
rape.
The police,
the audience agrees. Not rape. Four
the
rape
police
to two.
Could get involved.
But not rape.
Not rape. You're right. Bitch suck
okay,
dick.
Now this
you
just
dry
sounds
rape
like fucking
creature.
You dry rape Z.
Yeah, but I don't think that's
no
rape. That's saying you may have been raped previously.
Previously.
Yeah.
Hey, what woman hasn't been raped previously? I'm gonna say, and I'm not rape or rape. You guys tell me, not rape or rape.
Not rape.
Three not rapes. All right, four rapes to three. All right.
We're just doing 100.
Take a thick rape. All right, we'll see. Now there
neck,
you go.
You weak scumbag. That's not rape. That's not even a
threat. Oh, I thought it said take a thick rape. It's take a thick rope.
Oh,
all right.
Take a thick rope.
Okay, so it's four apiece. Take a three.
Yeah, if you took a thick rape, that'd be a fat guy.
It could be a black dude with a girthy dick.
All right.
Four apiece. This could break the tie.
That was a big comeback.
Shut up.
92 more. Go sit on a grenade, you dirty mole, you typical slut.
Now,
not a rape
that's
threat.
Not rape. That's just fucking
but
genitalia
girls
destroyed.
Would say that's a rape threat.
By the way, five straight not rapes. I'd rape you if you weren't so unrapeable,
that's
you
rape.
Half ugly two hole.
No, that's not rape.
That's not rape.
You half ugly two hole.
I'm going to say, of all the threats, that's the least rapey. And they use the word rape twice.
This is fun.
Because they'd say, I would rape you, meaning I won't, if you weren't so unrapeable, meaning you're not. There you go.
Oh, come on, good one. Get beaten by your keeper, you spoiled little bitch.
Right, now, that's foreplay. Can we start a new column called foreplay?
I'd fuck you if you weren't so unfuckable, you filthy douchebag.
Yeah, we did
that one. I think that sounds
familiar.
That
doesn't count.
All right, doesn't count.
Well, it's the first part is...
It is random. Watch me rip your neck open, you spoiled fuck toy.
Oh, fuck toy always does it for me. All right.
That one, not a rape threat.
Not a rape. We've had four rapes at the start.
I'm going to rape you. Be very afraid.
Now, that can go either way, right?
Now, that one sounds like...
Are you sure? Like, that? I'm going to rape you. That
nonsense
could... No,
spouter.
Okay, so five.
That one's a rape threat.
Yeah.
That one's very clear.
Yeah, that is... That's almost that's polite. That's almost like a fucking reading a...
Cut your throat with a rusty razor blade, you AIDS-carrying tart.
Yeah, no, that's just something you say in high school.
I mean, this is the most fun I've had since a Rubik's Cube of rape. I would like if you were dead right now, you gullible fanatic.
I'm telling you, we've got five rapes.
That's not rape.
Five rapes not...
That could be a death threat. I'll paint your face white while you beg to be released, you unfeminine whore of Babylon.
Okay, now let me just say, if I had
to
describe...
I'm sorry, this is way better than reading their Facebook
if
posts.
I had to describe... If I had to describe that last one in one word, it would be eloquent. Lose consciousness, you
mediocre-looking
chicky. No.
Not a rape threat.
So
it's
right
saying
now,
go to sleep.
It's literally fucking 2-1.
We will set your house on fire, you insecure whore.
I like that it's all... I feel like this is the end of Family Feud where they read the answers. You're
going to
die, number one
and
is going
one
to kill
is going
you.
To kill you, you prematurely haggish slot.
All right. Can
that
I
one, that may be
that?
A death
I've
threat.
Got to make a call.
Hey, Gino.
Sir.
Rest your luck. Sound clip.
Oh, that's such. Do you have the press your luck no whammy sound clip to do?
Well, really butter your fucking ass, baby, you man looking pretender. That's not rape.
No, I'm telling you right now, the rape, it's not even close.
I want to rape you with a chainsaw, you cock loving stripper. That's
no,
rape.
You can take that a lot of different ways. Maybe the guy's a lumberjack and he's talking to a tree. That's foreplay for them.
Still rape.
Okay.
I will find you, and you don't want to know what I'll do, you fat kind of a bitch.
That's beautiful.
This is like world star for white people.
A car bomb will go off outside your house at 11:40, you shrieky confrontational bitch.
All right, I'm going to add a new category, terrorist threat. All right.
All right.
One terrorist threat. That seems fine. We've got...
I'll enjoy raping you, you PC nipplehead.
Again, this is very gray. Very gray area.
You sure?
All right, I'm going to put it down as rape. I'll give you rape on that.
All right.
Right now it's 7-12.
Less rape than rape. Go to jail and get ass fucked by a demon, you proven uggo.
I like uggo, but that... No whammies, rape.
Get used for your one and only purpose in this world, you narcissistic corner whore.
Corner whore! No whammies, no whammies, rape. I love it already, you Nazi! I want to rape you with a chainsaw, you Nazi ho! That's the winner! That's the winner!
That
there you go!
Good.
We're done.
Can I try the one where it comes up rape?
Yeah, did we all saw
it? Let me try
that?
Five more.
Okay, five
more. Just five more. Come on,
time.
Dad.
Hold on, I got time. Keep going. It doesn't spin. No whammies, no whammies. Rape.
What a fucking cunt. Kill yourself, dumb bitch, you ball-busting rando.
No whammies, no whammies. Rape.
Your day is coming and I'll be laughing when it does, you try-hard heifer.
That's just a threat to a fat chick. No whammies, no whammies.
Your fucking account makes me want to bash women. You rabid drama queen.
Mm-mm.
That one was pretty good. Just five more.
6 minute of stoppage time. And we already drank whiskey.
All feminists should be gang raped to set them right, you bizarre male oppressor.
That's a I'm going to count that as two rape threats because it's gang rape.
Get used for your one and only purpose in this world, you half-sucked control freak.
Oh, she'll call.
Cut yourself to deep water, you shameful hyena.
Am I the only one who enjoys when it, like, slowly goes by and it's an all-caps threat?
Cuff yourself to deep water.
All right, do one more for the tiebreaker. This is one more for the tiebreaker. Here we go, and then we'll move on. One more random.
This is my favorite thing ever.
No whammies, no whammies. Rape. You,
you
want to look the
way
you
do after this?
This,
you pathological feminist.
That's fantastic. Keep that link nearby, people. Keep that link nearby. That's the funny. But I and the funny, there's got to be oodles of them because we're watching. And like on the third one, it goes by and it just says four rapes in capital letters. Rape, 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 rape.
We don't need consent to know what a bitch needs, you hypersensitive hog.
Hag.
Hog.
I need glasses. Hi. How are you? We only got to one or two of these. Now we're going across the street to get a drink after this, aren't we? Aren't we, Dan? You're goddamn right we are. Ah! 8 minute of stuff. Really? Now?
What's up?
You were here at the beginning of the show, and then you wandered off.
I forgot to tell everybody we went axe throwing yesterday.
Oh, did you see this? Look at this.
What's this?
It's a genuine railroad spike from our girl Alley Cat.
Ooh, that'd go up a keister with no consent.
No! We've been over this. You can't say we're not raping.
I'm just saying not raping, but like with no consent, you could put that in someone's bum.
That's the definition of rape, and we generated up to 130 rape threats.
And it's not that bad. It's like my dick is bigger than that.
Well, now you're bragging. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, John or Garrett, can we show a video of us throwing axes yesterday? On my Instagram, Gino and I threw axes. It was really good. I got three bullseyes in a row, two times.
And one time you got a bullseye simultaneously with your opponent. That was after we went head-to-head.
Gino and I went head-to-head.
Yeah.
And then here it is.
Look at Aaron Bergalish. Why is it always in reverse?
Because that's what it is.
What do you mean?
My ass looks pretty good, too, by the way.
Look,
Daniel, what do you think?
But I don't get why it's in reverse.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, here it. Yeah, and that's look.
It's Gino just throwing his at the board, and it falls away. He did. In his defense, he did really well most of the time.
I beat him in the practice round.
I had a few of those. Yeah.
I beat it the first time we did it. It's like it's just practice. So you know me. Oh, no pressure. It doesn't count. And I beat Berg. It's like, all right, now it counts. He beat me every fucking time. I can't play.
I'm competitive and I'm good at a lot of stuff.
I like to think. I'm competitive too with a lot of stuff, but I just sucked a dick with the axe. That didn't sound good.
That was Giannis Papas' thing. So we're going to go back. We'll throw axes more, right?
Oh, well, why would we not?
Yeah, it was very
fun. Why the fuck would we brought...
In 10 minutes of stoppage time. I got to go to therapy at 11:45 and I got
you're a real doctor.
I got to poo up in the hallway. I don't shit in the morning.
Dude, really?
Yeah, I'm too rushed.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I wake up now, and I swear to God, with the kitten, I wake up at 7, 7:15, have a little coffee.
Shit in the cat thing.
Shit in the cat thing. Watch her bury it for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's very therapeutic. It's like a Zen sand garden. Have coffee. Read the stories that you and the writers send. Go from there. It's a great...
We got to push. We're going to be in Philly at the Parks Casino on Halloween, October 31st.
I don't want to be here Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween, we're going to be at the Parks Casino. Maybe John and Garrett will come. Maybe Don and Blairett.
Well, I think they're going to do brunch somewhere in Philly. Maybe the Chart House.
Yeah, Philly would be nice. And then that's it. And what a great show. I loved it. I got to go. Bye.
You were here for 2 minutes.
Bye.
Hey, don't take an Uber. Do not take an Uber with a guy who can't light a cigarette. No, don't get in that. All right, people, if you need me later, I'll be drinking across the street with Daniel and his lovely wife, Crystal. Morning is next. Clayton Fletcher tomorrow talking about my terrible football picks. Hey, enjoy your hunger whiskey dick.
Yeah. Yeah.